Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. One man is dead and another charged with murder in Eagle. According to Alaska State Troopers, a report came in Saturday that 41-year-old Mickey Roberts of Fairbanks was stabbed to death in the Yukon River community. Troopers say 35-year-old Michael Stevens of Eagle was arrested and charged with second-degree murder. Stevens is jailed in Fairbanks. A juvenile is detained at Fairbanks Youth Facility charged with terroristic threatening. A state trooper dispatch says they were notified yesterday afternoon about the possible threat, which involved a local school and was to occur this week. Troopers say local police, the FBI, and Fairbanks North Star Borough School District officials aided in the investigation. Statewide school testing should come under more scrutiny, according to a resolution before the Fairbanks North Star Borough School Board tomorrow night. The resolution asks the State Department of Education and Early Development to analyze a testing program that has shown lower scores across the state over the last 3 years since it was implemented. KUAC's Robin reports.
The resolution questions why statewide examination scores have changed dramatically in the last 3 years since the PEAKS test, the performance evaluation for Alaska schools, was introduced.
Why do we have such a significant difference between the set of tests?
Tim Doran was an elementary school principal for years before retiring and joining the school board. He says statewide school tests showed significant differences between the years 2005 through 2014, with scores in the 75% to 80% range. And then, since 2015, scores dropped into the 35% to 40% range. And not just Fairbanks North Star Borough, but in the other four largest Alaska school districts.
This was pretty consistent, not only across the state, but the big five districts, that over half our students are non-proficient.
The scores that came back, in my opinion, are not valid because of the fact we know our kids are learning, our kids are succeeding.
Wendy Dominique is president of the Fairbanks School Board. She and Doran are concerned that the designation of below proficient that comes with the low scores does actual harm to school children.
I say yes. Harm to teachers and harm to students. Because when you label a student as non-proficient, that does have an impact. When you tell a community you're failing, that does have an impact.
Doran says he believes misinterpretation of test scores has become a political tool to cut school funding. The resolution asks the Department of Education and Early Development for a thorough analysis of the statewide testing and accountability system.
Let's look at it before we label a student. Let's have as accurate an assessment as possible. If we're not fair to the kids, then it's an injustice.
Dominique says if the resolution passes, it'll be shared with the Association of Alaska School Boards Conference in November and then sent to the Department of Education. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
Governor Mike Dunleavy has chosen Representative Josh Rivak as his second choice to fill a vacant Anchorage Senate seat. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that Rivak must be confirmed by a majority of the 12 Senate Republicans. They rejected Representative Laddie Shaw, Dunleavy's first choice, over his support of paying a full permanent fund dividend under a 1982 state law. Rivak also has supported full PFDs, but Dunleavy says he's optimistic senators will approve him.
He was elected by members of his district. He is a member of that House district. That's part of the Senate district. So we're hopeful that the Senate will consider him and confirm him. We think he's well qualified, and we think he will make a great senator. So we'll see how that goes.
The vacancy was created by the death of Senator Chris Birch, who opposed paying a full PFD. Birch wanted the state to limit dividends to comply with a law that limits draws from permanent fund earnings to preserve the fund's value. Senate President Kathy Geisel cited Shaw's different take on the issue for why he was not approved. Dunleavy says Rivak's character and his experience in the district had more to do with his appointment than his position on the dividend. Rivak served in the Army and worked on military and veterans affairs issues for U.S. Representative Don Young and U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan before he was elected to the Alaska House last year. In a statement on Facebook, Rivak calls the appointment, quote, an incredible honor, adding that, quote, if confirmed, I'll give it my all. Snow is in the interior Alaska forecast. National Weather Service meteorologist Ed Plum says a low pressure system in the Gulf of Alaska will spin a front into the Alaska Range and eastern interior tomorrow and Wednesday, bringing accumulating snow to higher elevations.
Especially over the Steese Highway Elliott Highway and over the Taylor Highway out north of Chicken. We could see snow accumulating in the hills around Fairbanks here, and may bring the first few snowflakes that we see down in town and at the airport in Fairbanks on Wednesday.
Plum says temperatures are forecast to gradually cool beginning tomorrow.
Highs will be just in the low 40s or near 40 here around Fairbanks. And as we go later in the week, we are actually seeing a cooling pattern towards the end of the week with more chances of snow, especially towards the weekend.
It's on target for the interior to see first snowfall this time of year, but Plum says September has been warmer than normal. I'm Dan Bross.